now. Now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just dip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of fashion, of beauty and generosity filling your mind. You could feel a deep longing for admiration, an unspeakable charm in all you say and do, and a certain artistic taste in fabrics. You feel an electric attraction to gems, their beauty filling you with inspiration. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more intensely until you reach your goal, a bright checkered finish line. A fabulous pony always reaches her goals, first at the finish line, right? You can hear the music from the piano in the background, that jovial, upbeat tune. You see the actors practicing before opening night in the costumes of your creation. However, you feel as if something is missing, that something isn't quite right. That night, at your sewing machine, you tried every trick you could think of. To your disappointment, nothing was working. You began to doubt your skills as a fashion designer and seamstress. But then, you were suddenly startled. Your horn took on a life of its own, as it guided you to some unknown destination. You were led to a rock. Your frustrations mount once again. But before you can get too angry, you hear an explosion and see a bright rainbow streak across the sky. The rock you had been led to cracked open to reveal dazzling, sparkling gems. As you look down at them, you feel something welling up in you. Your blue eyes sparkle and tear up slightly. The bright gleam of those gems gave you the inspiration and materials you needed to finish your masterpieces. Seeing the performers of the play in their dazzling, gem-encrusted costumes touched you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Style and grace are what you need. You truly are spectacular. All you can think of is finding a way to help others and share whatever you can. Be it the mending of a dress or a shoulder to cry on. Seeing anyone in need leaves you dejected. Helping people is what you were just meant to do. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upwards slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out, your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to fuse together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new ooze. As they merge together, four. all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother try, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo similar, unstoppable action. You're doing fabulously now. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of philanthropy, of generosity, of resourcefulness and style. You realize how fashionable you really are. Everyone wants to wear your designs. Second to none, brimming with poise. Nothing ever seems to bother you, except those in need, a bad hair day, or a fashion crisis. You tend to be perfectly composed, unless your sense of style has been infringed. You have even helped total strangers, even if it was difficult. Somehow, you always know exactly what they need. You like to feel validated, to always be the best dressed, the most civilized, even to the point of hysterics, tripping your perfect hoovy cuke can absolutely ruin your day. The worst possible thing. You like to always be pampered, be relaxed and enjoying yourself. However, others come first. It's a ladylike thing to do, after all. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends whom you would do anything for. It's like drugs to you. Your smile is always graceful. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You would do anything for them. Seeing struggling or pain, however brief, leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart. To truly be like and be a pony. Caring and kind, formal and proper. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing in and out. Generous, fashionable, and resourceful. These might be strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life, but at the same time, you feel a happiness, so jovial, light, and fluffy. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes. And this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder, your legs only slightly wide apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this fabulous pony. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same. Because who would want to be a cute bastard pony, to have some magic and happiness in their day? I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. One transformed. Soft, silken hair bursts forth gracefully from it, like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine, as a regal violet color extends from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail as it curls, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. What a joy to brush! You have to be stunning. After all, a mare such as myself must look good. You can't help but enjoy the sensations. Can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes a more prim, proper, and precise feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, curling ever so slightly at its end. A lovely, flowing, perfectly brushed purple mane for you to wear with pride. On the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement, and the bump continues to grow until it is eventually a spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, well-sharpened unicorn horn extending to its tip. I wonder if you could feel it tingling from your new horn, feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you quite effortlessly. As the change comes to pass over your head, your horn awakens. Your ears become shapeable. They have suddenly been transformed into luxurious fabrics that you are used to working with. A pair of phantom scissors, levitated as if by unicorn magic, appear, painlessly cutting them away from the sides of your head. They are unneeded riffraff. A new, soft white fabric floats by. A wonderful, fabulous, snowy white. There, that's the ticket. Those phantom scissors make quick work of that beautiful, regal fabric, shaping them into your new pony ears. A needle and some thread pass along to sew your new, more fashionable ears on, atop your head. You are a master, the best in all of Equestria. They do so seamlessly, before returning to living, feeling pony flesh. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, plush, white fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outwards into your new muscle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely face. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, your iris changing color to a lovely blue tint, your eyelashes growing out steadily lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could pat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A beautiful pony head for a beautiful pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form, a lovely white mare. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Trendy thoughts, smashing and thrift buys, daydreaming, shopping, relaxing it, so natural that you know this to be true because you are the smart pony. So relaxed. You feel happy, admiring your fabulous new body, enjoying its beauty and grace. You have done so well so far. Every pony you love would be proud of all the progress you have made and will make. You have done such a good job on your performance. A plus for sure, as Twilight would say herself. Together you stand in the elevator, looking out into the distance. Everything around it as you go up high. You look around to see your surroundings. Everything in its place as you sip on your tea, relaxing as you hunt for deals and think about your friends and any upcoming social events. Spike stands beside you with several overloaded bags. You are the best fashion designer in all of Equestria after all, but you already knew that. But you try to remain modest. It's a ladylike thing. The fact is as plain as day, as Celestia's rising sun. Why else would you have such loving and understanding friends that care for you as much as you do for them, aside from your own undying generosity to any pony or anything? Just thinking about your friends as you drop daintily along the storefronts, maybe pondering which one would go smashingly with your latest designs and outfits, or what little extras you could need. Some rubies sound good. Spike does like them after all. Though I am sure he would just like to eat them instead. Maybe I should buy some extra to give to him too. After all, he does help me so much, and I think Twilight would just adore an eagle feather quill. Here's to a soothing, relaxing shopping trip. A nice break away from the serger and design table. And everything else too. Unless you are needed elsewhere, generosity. Surely this will be a treat, a chance to unwind and share companionship in doing so, giving you that wonderful sense of fulfillment you enjoy so much when you help others. A bustling urban metropolis. The different ponies walk the crowded streets, idly chattering or staying silent as you walk by, just going about their business. The business stallions with their suits and the working ponies with their uniforms. As they walk past, you think of the marriage ceremonies you used to conduct at home, wishing for a union with a regal tough bred, a real gentleman and a big city at a grand hotel. Just thinking of that image that has already formed in your trendy mind as you trail off, giggling to yourself. Sometimes I feel like such a little filly, truly lost in your vanity, but not letting it get the best of you. Generosity and compassion first. Your steps quick, licking your muzzle as you think of what you will do today, as you hear the sounds of your hooves against the pavement, your idle humming noise, and the wonderful sounds of business in the background. I I'm sure any distractions remaining, if they haven't already, will fade away once you get to your destination. Manhattan Mall. The sights and sounds of the city and lights floating up as you feel everything soaking into you, becoming part of you, even warmer and lighter now. Yes, regal and more graceful because with each passing second, each chance you have to be kind and help, you become better and better at what you love to do. That delicious rush you get. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. Together you stand in the elevator, looking out into the distance, everything around it as you go up high. You look around to see your surroundings, everything in its place as you sip on your tea, relaxing as you hunt for deals and think about your friends and any upcoming social events. Spike stands beside you with several overloaded bags. Now again, snipping back to the mall. On the elevator in the mall, you look around to see your surroundings as you continue to go up floor by floor. You can trot around, now getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it, to relax. Instead of just waiting for a fashion show to come here. That was good, but this is even better. You are here, so astonishing. Now, getting the chance to have a shopping spree, to relax after a long day of designing. You carry your purchases in your saddlebags, getting to try on whatever fashion fits your fancy. There's always room for more, as I'm sure you agree. Hearing the sound of your new shoes as you trot along, feeling your perfectly manicured hooves in them. It's so great to be pampered. Just trotting along, immersed in everything, the sparkling glamour of your outfit, the sounds of other ponies talking and shopping, a bustling urban paradise. Businesses selling merchandise of every shape and kind, looking at the bright neon signs and the window displays. Silently thinking to yourself how extravagant this mall really is, and exactly how many different kinds of shops there are, and what kind of thrifty things you can spend your bits on here. It surely fills you with the most excitement and happiness you could ever wish for, aside from having someone in need. Generosity is your heartbeat. Walking along your path, hitting all the stores that catch your eye, saddlebags filled with purchases, the feeling of generosity and friendliness welling up in you. Various stores and ponies of every shape and kind, enjoying and living their lives, enjoying the hustle and bustle of commerce as they go about their business, all here for you to help if the need arises. Even now, you are trotting along. You see a Pegasus who is down on his luck, recently laid off from work due to an injury, it seems. You stop your shopping and take a rest at one of the many coffee shops and learn about his life. He has a family, 3 daughters with him alone as a caregiver. His wife had died in the winter past. You find out what you can do to help in the most ladylike way, and do so. Just the right thing comes to your mind. Self-sacrifice is second nature to you. It's a knack, just like how you work the needle and thread. Shoes and fabrics, gems and hair care, day spas, every product imaginable. Beauty, design, generosity, relaxation, and everything else. The sights and sounds of the city and lights floating up as you feel everything soaking into you, becoming part of you, even more stunning and in tune with your emotions now. You might even let them get the best of you at times. Yes, generous and more fabulous, because with each passing second, each day of life, you become better and better at what you love to do. So sing song, a wonderful melody to dance to. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. You are doing such a good job. Again, stepping back out of a loop of deep thought on the escalators by the food court, you look around to see your surroundings. Everything in its place as you sip on your tea, relaxing as you go about your business. Soon getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it. Now, instead of just thinking about it, it's so fascinating. Now, getting the chance to have a shopping spree, to relax after a long day of designing. You carry your purchases in your saddlebags, getting to try on whatever fashion fits your fancy. There's always room for more, as I'm sure you agree. Hearing the sound of your new shoes as you trot along, feeling your perfectly manicured hooves in them. It's so great to be pampered. Just trotting along, immersed in everything, the sparkling glamour of your outfit, the sounds of other ponies talking and shopping, a bustling urban paradise. Business selling merchandise of every shape and kind, looking at the bright neon signs in the window displays. Silently thinking to yourself how extravagant this mall really is, and exactly how many different kinds of shops there are, and what kind of thrifty things you can spend your bits on here. It surely fills you with the most excitement and happiness you could ever wish for, aside from helping someone in need. Various stores and ponies of every shape and kind, enjoying and living their lives, enjoying the hustle and bustle of commerce as they go about their business, all here for you to help if the need arises. Even now, as you're trotting along, you see a Pegasus who is down on his luck, recently let off from work due to an injury, it seems. You stop your shopping and take a rest at one of the many coffee shops and learn about his life. He has a family, 3 daughters, with him alone as a caregiver. His wife had died in the winter past. You find out what you can do to help in the most ladylike way and do so. Just the right thing comes to your mind. Self-sacrifice is second nature to you. It's a knack, just like how you work the needle and thread. Shoes and fabrics, gems and hair care, days pass, every product imaginable. Beauty, design, generosity, relaxation, and everything else. The tall skyscrapers with their steel glass, home and work for the many ponies of the city. The shops, discounts and department stores, row upon endless row. That view of the sunrise and the center water fountain, when Celestia begins to red the sun, so warm and fuzzy, like that feeling you get when you show your altruism. Trying not to run now. You have to be a good little filly. You have to bathe this out. You don't want to tire yourself out before you get to see it all. Now, trust in awe like Twilight Sparkle would be when she gets lost in a good book or learning a new spell. I bet you can imagine that. How is she, you think to yourself, before getting re-immersed in everything, deeper and deeper. It's like so big. I wonder how many stores are in here. the store. To shop. A constant hurricane of style. So many ideas filling your mind. Twilight. Page Turner and Nova. Rainbow Dash. Too fast. Everybody else as well. All of your wonderful friends. All yours to care for and love. Love, generosity, and compassion. Fabrics, a hurricane of colors around you. Opal sits in a chair across from you, hissing at you before poking you with a paw, then waking you up from your nap. Waking up at the design table, she looks toward the forest. You're probably going to be late for your spa date with Fluttershy. Even as you go to speak, to respond, to talk, your voice is a proper and precise feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. The voice of somebody who feels right just being her spectacular little self. You can feel your new body, see your new body, imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swooshing tail and pointed ears. The beautiful horn and generous, artistic and fashionable feelings. The curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a fabulous pony. And whenever you say, I'm a fabulous pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the fabulous little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the fabulous little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the fabulous little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a fabulous pony, it will feel even more natural for you, your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each chirp into the body and mind of this beautiful pony.